J'ai vu que nous avons plusieurs francophones sur la liste, alors ça me fait plaisir de vous souhaiter la bienvenue ici à McGill en français. Cependant, le reste de l'événement va se dérouler en anglais. Si jamais il y a des questions ou des points que vous voulez faire traduire ou je ne sais trop, on a plein de bilingues qui sont très, très confortables dans les deux langues. Alors, je ne vais pas poser des questions ou tout ça. Okay, so since there are many new faces here that I haven't seen yet, I feel that we need to start the day first by introducing myself. I am Laura Dubé. I'm the James McGill Chair in Consumer Psychology at the Deshotels Faculty of Management, but I'm also and most directly related to social business and to the theme of what we'll be discussing. I'm the founding chair and the scientific director of this thing called the McGill World Platform for Health and Economic Convergence that we have been progressively creating over the last 4 to 5 years, and we will take 3 years more for the inaugural program. And this is within that context that this creative lab, hosted by Grameen Creative Lab, is being organized as one of the satellite events for the main think tank. And I thought I would briefly give you an overview of who we are and where we would like to go in general, but also for the next 3 years, the inaugural program will focus on addressing the social determinants of health. And I know that from the profile of many of you that I've seen yesterday, many of you in helping address poverty and other issues related to the social determinant. So briefly, this... The McGill World Platform is something that we have created between the Faculty of Medicine and Management with the idea that when some of the most serious problems of health are woven into the way we operate on the economic side. And conversely, health has become a very important economic problem itself, so weaving a bit of management and economics there is also, I think, something that we need to do sooner than later. And this is within that context that the McGill World Platform is created essentially to build upon the assets of not only those two faculties, but now basically the whole McGill is involved in this, as a unique initiative to be an actual physical and virtual platform where we not only innovate from new knowledge to be created, but most importantly, support the actions of networks of partners that are interested in moving this convergence agenda. And those partners can be here at the local level. I have Eric Miles here, who is Quebec en Forme, the various organizations affiliated with the Fondation Chagnon are among our local partners here. We have Public Health Agency of Quebec, as well as Canada. We have the Grameen as partners. So the notion is being a platform where we bring together mainstreams of business, mainstream of agriculture or whatever non-health domain that is relevant if we are to address health issue in a more effective manner. And this is here, there is a component that is a research component, which we call the Brain to Society Research Center, and I will briefly show you a couple of slides there. And most importantly, that is within the context there, the Health and Economic Convergence Think Tanks and Business for Health Compact, which essentially is this platform where we want to contribute to leading change on the ground through those networks. Essentially, the Brain to Society Center, where there we are addressing whether it is health inequity or we just had a cycle on obesity and chronic disease, the idea is that when a modern environment presents too much challenge to biology, we need to bring the best of what you know and develop new knowledge where we see biology and environment as part of the same complex system. And this is within that context, when I was talking about the need for mainstreaming health onto economic agenda among the series of think tanks that we have been having in pushing the thinking and developing our agenda, we have two Nobel laureates, Paul Krugman, Danny Kahneman, who have been joining us over the years with the idea that if we want to develop new pathways to more balanced and sustainable economic development, we do need to bring more of the most visionary and the most dynamic person. If we are back now to this compact, which is essentially this network for action, work will be there both for policy convergence. It will be there also for increasing innovation, whether it is social innovation as we are doing today with this creative lab in pushing the concept of social business, or it will also be in terms of contributing to what exists out there in terms of education on both the health or the social and the business to complement existing initiatives with this new concept of working by bringing to the same perspective more of the convergence between the two facets. So the inaugural program that we are launching this week will spread over 3 years, and essentially it is something that we have been working on. The co-chair, our colleague Wendy Thompson here from McGill, and also Sir Michael Marmot, who has led the Commission for the Social Determinants of Health and is the author of the WHO report. And his interest in partnering with us is that the report may be great, may be thick, but if it relies only on taking money, giving it to government and hoping that it will help address poverty, clearly it will not be enough. It will not be soon enough either. And this is within that perspective that over the next 3 years, as the title says, harnessing the power of business for sustainable health and wealth for all, we will progressively move from the most concrete social determinants, and I will briefly walk you through there. Inaugural program where essentially we will be building on as good as it gets in terms of models of capitalism or even models of social business and see how can we contribute to the ongoing agenda and scale up what is possible. One of the two honorary co-chairs is Professor Yunus. When we talk of business, there are a point that I want to make. There is the business that we know that are for profit, and there also part of our agenda, the platform, is working with, quote-unquote, the for-profit business. There has been over the recent year, whether it is true for the developing country, the bottom of the protocol pyramid, one of our co-chairs, honorary co-chair is Siki Prahalad from Michigan, that has been doing extremely innovative work in trying to get the whole innovation machines of corporation and of smaller enterprise to try to see can we work more seriously in addressing the challenge that are faced by the poorest segments of the world. The second business that we are talking about, and that's the one that we will be working on today, this is Professor Yunus, if I may say, second generation of Grameed Bank, this concept of social business, with the idea, and you will know more the whole day, but it's the idea of let's forget profit. Let's just take what is good about business and let's help community, let's help individuals to organize toward more balanced livelihood in a sustainable manner. So when we talk about harnessing the power of business, it is those two businesses that we are talking about. So let's just talk about the first tier, which is the agenda that you will hear about in the next few days. And I know that some of you are attending. So in the next week, we have a series of events that will address the four most concrete social determinants: food and nutrition security, credit and economic empowerment, sustainable and supportive places and community, health promoting work condition and environment. For next year, just to give you an overview, we are now moving to a bit longer term, looking at innovation and long-term investment in human capital. Next year, look at childhood and youth development and education, social protection floor, neglected disease of the poor, and universal access to healthcare. And through all this, it's contributing to the perspective of saying, how can we harness better the power of those two types of business that I'm talking about? Year three, there, we do nothing less than wanting to change the world, bridging the great divide. Then we look at what is called the quote-unquote macroeconomic determinant, redistribution of power, resources, and money. But we do it in a very pragmatic manner, looking at what is it out there that already has started to do so: technology, climate change, the financial markets. I think there has been a significant wake-up call so that the world may be ready to revisit those things, and media and society. So you have the agenda for where, as we create this McGill World Platform, and the agenda of activities that will unfold over the next 3 years. And I hope that the many of you that I see with us for the first time, I hope it won't be the last one. So I'd like now, without further delay, introduce you to the key actors of today. Hans Reis, who is the founding and executive director of Grameen Creative Lab. I will ask you, Hans, to come and give you the floor from this. I also want to acknowledge my colleague, Frank Grimard, here, who is the executive director of the Institute for the International. Why don't you say your title yourself? And you may say a few words.
Yeah, so, merci, Laurette. Au nom du l'Institut pour l'étude du développement international, on behalf of McGill Institute for the Study of International Development, I'd like to welcome you here. A lot of learning about development is learning about initials and trying to figure out where they are. At McGill also, we have the McGill World Health Platforms that has many initials about how to do and what we're doing. The McGill Institute for the Study of International is ECID, so that's what we are. And so learning all these initials is very difficult, but it's quite easy, though. And one of the things about the Institute that we're having is actually created about 2 years ago, built on foundations of the Center for Developing Area Studies, as well as great teaching programs in international development. We have an undergraduate program with about 1,100 students enrolled in IDS, International Development Studies. We have started this program at the graduate level on Development Studies option, which is an interdisciplinary program, collaborations of many departments trying to teach in this. And so McGill always had this sense of the importance of doing interdisciplinary work. As you could see from Laurette's presentation, the McGill World Health Platform is cross-disciplinary and cross-faculty of effort of putting a lot of academics together with students as well as practitioners to try to help solve problems, not only from one way, but several ways together, and try to understand what we can learn from each other, both from each discipline as well as people who are practitioners on the field, whether they work in firms, NGOs, or whether they actually work for the government or other institutions. So the McGill Institute for the Study of International Development was actually built for this, to try to collaborate with other units at McGill, such as the Faculty of Management and McGill Health Platforms, as well as to collaborate with people on the field. We have professors of public-private partnerships. Joe Clark, the Right Honorable Joe Clark, is one of them, working on trying to see how things work better. And we're very happy to collaborate with the McGill World Health Platform today to present Hans Reitz. We will discuss both the concept, but particularly theory, and how to apply this in the real world. And the real world here is not only the developing countries, but also places like here in Montreal, where we can actually use these concepts and try to do better. So it's a great thing for us to welcome you. We hope to have a lot of interactions with you. Hans will come talk from the programs in the afternoon. We'll be able to talk to all of us to get to know each other better and work together. And we're very enthusiastic and very happy that you're all here. And you know, we hope you have a great day. And if we'll be discussing throughout and learn all from each other. Thank you. Merci beaucoup. Hans?